Okay, we are back, and you're listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. We're going to talk about Floor Expo this morning. We have all the brass from that organization on the line with us. Dave Giesling, he's the CEO, and also Jay Smith, he's the president of Floor Expo, and Graham Howerton's with us. He heads up the Multifamily Solutions Unit of Floor Expo. And gentlemen, great to have you with us.
Nice to be with you as always, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Happy to be here.
Good to have all of you. And I am sorry that I missed your conference. That was held recently in New Mexico. And now, because your organization deals both with the single-family side and the multifamily side of the building arena, these are some unusual times in home building. I suspect that was on the front of the minds of everybody at that conference, and probably much of the discussion at that conference dealt with that. Tell us a bit about the conference, if you would, and sort of what your consensus is on, and your members' consensus on the state of the situation in the home building market.
Sure. I think it's most interesting when you look at the complexion of the economy and the segment that we operate in now and compare it to the dynamic that we had at our conference. We've got in the single family arena a market that's down in excess of 20% this year, yet our attendance at conference was up over 40%, and we set some records in that regard, Dave. And further, it wasn't just that they were there, it's that they're there and they're very positive and enthusiastic and engaged. And the reason for that is obviously our members tend to be the larger players in the markets in which they operate. And down markets, which are inevitable, particularly when you look at the kind of growth that we've had year over year for the last 9 years or so, down markets are inevitable. When they do take place, in our view, and when I say our, that's not only us at Floor Expo, but also the minds of our membership, the greatest opportunities to move emerge. And this is the time to take share and retrench and, as Stephen Covey might say, sharpen the saw and refine the business and insert more competitive separators into your business at the local and regional level. And we, you know, too very much to that point, got a lot of good stuff done in the week of the 17th in New Mexico in that regard with our builder members. And I think also on the multifamily side, you've had a group there that has gone through a number of years that were a little bit challenging because money has been so cheap, Dave. And with cheap money, we had somewhat an artificial shift of that demographic that had historically been renters, and suddenly they found themselves as homeowners with adjustable and perhaps questionable financial products financing those loans. So that's gone away. There's a little bit of an equilibrium taking place here and sort of resetting itself, so to speak. And I think in spite of the fact that we have some tough markets, some markets, in fact, are incredibly tough, it's a very positive outlook on both sides, and we're having a very productive year with the membership.
Let me ask you about the membership. As you mentioned, you have some pretty sizable home builders that are a part of Floor Expo. Jay, tell us a little bit about who they are and some of the size of this organization.
We're talking about the flooring contractors that are members of Floor Expo, right?
Right.
Well, I'll just kind of give you a few around the country. We have sort of on the really large end, we have a couple. One is Interior Specialists, Inc. Out of Carlsbad, California, but they also operate really in many markets around California. They operate in the Pacific Northwest. They operate in Vegas. They operate in Phoenix. And they're really a mega contractor out west. And they've been a member a long time now and a big part of what we do and very active. The Coleman Floor Company is a big member out of Chicago. They're another good example of where, you know, one member company, but they operate in you know, Illinois, they operate in the D.C. area, they operate in North and South Carolina, and they have several locations in Florida. So that's another company. We have Floors, Inc. out of Texas, a very well-known company. Randy Pack, Larry Barr run that outfit, and they're all over, you know, all the major markets of Texas. home value. Another one, if kind of going geographically up the country, they are in the upper Midwest, based in Minneapolis, and they do a big, big job in both retail and on the contracting side, and they're in more markets than I can name right now. So without boring you, that's just a kind of a high cut of the caliber of members of Floor Expo. We really think, well, they say it's not bragging if you can back it up. We have the best of the best in the contracting field within our membership, and we're very fortunate for that to be so.
Graham, we were talking about the members on the single family side of Floor Expo. Talk a bit about the members on the multifamily side. Are they, for the most part, pretty sizable organizations as well?
It is, Dave. We've continued to add new members year over year, but our foundation has been with us since the existence of this organization. Companies like Ready Carpet, who operate in nine different locations around the country today, they're the largest multifamily contractor in the country. Just have some great organizations. We're in about 70 markets nationally, Dave, on the multifamily side. We continue to grow every year, and we add good quality companies and good quality people to make us stronger.
I gotcha. Now, let me ask you about the venue. I want to make sure to ask you that up front here, the venue of your conference in New Mexico. Talk a bit about that and how you came across it.
The way we pick our locations is, and it kind of relates to your last question about who are our members. Our members are large, savvy, sophisticated companies. They've done well. And what we learned as we built our company is that it was hard to get our folks excited about going to some hotel out by the airport. So about 6-7 years ago, we figured out that we could take our group, because of the size of the group, Dave, we have a really big footprint in terms of impact and in terms of total volume, but it's a relatively smaller number of total companies that are members. So our group's at a size that we can go to really fantastic resorts and have a great time, as well as do some really strong business together. So that's what we've done, and we've gone to a lot of great places. This year we went to the Santa Ana Puebla, to the Hyatt Tamiya Resort and Spa, which is in between Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sits at about 6,000 feet. It's got a fabulous golf course on site. It's right on the banks of the Rio Grande River. You look across at the 11,000-foot mountains, and it's a spectacular setting, and it was a really good place. But I'll also say, I mean, we've been to places like Cabo San Lucas, Hilton Head, South Carolina, Scottsdale, Arizona, the La Quintera out in the hill country of Texas. So we try to go to cool places.
Sounds great. This sounds like one of the coolest.
It was a good one, absolutely. I think we're already plotting our strategy for our 10-year anniversary conference, which will be our next one in 08. And it's not all the way pinned down, but I'll just say this. You're going to need a passport.
Okay, well, that sounds neat. I can't wait to learn what that was going to be. Let me ask you just a bit about the housing market. When you mentioned some of your members, you had some in some extremely hot markets that are probably extremely depressed now. A lot of your members, I suspect, have been having a difficult time, have they not? Has it affected almost all of your members, this slump in the housing market?
Yeah, there's nowhere to hide right now. Nationally, we're building 25% fewer homes than we built last year. So, and that's a national number. Some markets are clearly better than others. Some markets are worse than others. But nationally, there is no place to hide from the impact. I mean, anybody that reads the business pages knows what's been going on in the residential housing segment. It's tough. D.R. Horton, you probably saw yesterday, announced that their quarterly orders were off 39%. So the impact is there. It is felt. There's some reasons that I'm sure we'll touch on to be positive looking forward, but right now is a tough moment. And we've kind of been in a mindset when the going gets tough, the tough get going, and we're working on our business. And there's been a lot of silver linings as it relates to Floor Expo and our members that are sort of coming from that mindset. But, yeah, it's tough right now, no question.
This is going to conclude the first part of a four-part conversation. My guest for this conversation, Dave Giesling, the Chief Executive Officer of Floor Expo, Jay Smith, he's the president of Floor Expo, and Graham Howerton, the vice president of Multifamily Solutions. That's a unit of Floor Expo. We're going to air the second part of this conversation tomorrow, and this is Floor Radio.